again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 26th of September, 2007. It's the birthday of George Gershwin, born in Brooklyn, 1898, who, in 1924, saw an advertisement for a concert by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra that would include a new piece of music by the composer George Gershwin. George Gershwin had not known he had promised this, and the concert was only 6 weeks away. He spent a few weeks thinking about it, and then got the idea for Rhapsody in Blue on the train going to Boston. A few nights later, he was playing piano at a party, and he started playing a theme that he realized would be the main theme of that piece. Within a week, he'd written the main structure of it. The concert began at 2:30 in the afternoon on February 12, 1924. 23 pieces of music, Gershwin's was going to be next to last. He'd finished all of the orchestra parts, left the piano part blank so that he could improvise. The ventilation system broke down in the hall. People were getting hot and restless. Some people were getting up to leave. When Rhapsody in Blue was announced, Gershwin came out on stage, and when the clarinet played the opening part, the people who had been getting ready to leave went back to their seats and sat down. And Rhapsody in Blue went on to become one of the most famous pieces of music ever written by an American. Gershwin also wrote Concerto in F, An American in Paris, and his opera, Porgy and Bess, which premiered in 1935, just 2 years before Gershwin died of brain cancer at the age of 38. It's the birthday of Jane Smiley, born in Los Angeles, 1949, who grew up caring about horses. She read every book about horses she could find, invented imaginary horse farms, drew maps of them, made up names for the horses. She got to be 6 feet 2 inches tall as a teenager, realized she would never be a jockey. So she started writing. She made a list of 4 novels she planned to write, an epic, a tragedy, a comedy, and a romance, and she went ahead and did it. She's best known for the novel she had planned as her tragedy, A Thousand Acres, which was a bestseller in 1991. A Thousand Acres, which begins at 60 miles per hour, you could pass our farm in a minute. Her most recent novel is 10 Days in the Hills. And it's the birthday of T.S. Eliot, born in St. Louis, 1888, who went on to write the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock and The Wasteland out of the great unhappiness of his first marriage. Here's a poem for today by Deborah Garrison entitled To the Man in a Loden Coat. Hey, mister, man in a loden coat, standing in front of me on the escalator and blocking my way. I know I'm self-absorbed, particularly at this hour, 5:22 to be precise, and I need to make the 5:25 home. Don't you know that in this city, in this life, we walk on the left, stand on the right? Don't tell me to chill out. Don't tell me to breathe. I hate breathing. I mean, unless it is happening without my knowing it, which is, thank God, most of the time. And don't tell me life is long, because it actually isn't. It's all I can do not to give you a sweet shove on your rich, loaden back, same as all the bottled-up left-lane travelers behind me want to do to my own navy-clad shoulder, a nice blue to your green, like water for the earth, sky for the forest, green and blue, a T for two, etc., among the vistas that call me home now at 5:23, about to miss the bus, so would you please move over? To the Man in a Loden Coat by Deborah Garrison, from The Second Child, published by Random House, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.